Steve Gruber, defending the heartland from coastal elites every day. Here's Steve. Shout, shout, let it all out.
These are the things I can do without. Come on. All right, it's time to dig a little bit deeper into this whole BuzzFeed fiasco. BuzzFeed coming out late Thursday with a hit piece claiming they had the president. This was it, man. This was the goods. They finally had him. They had reporting that showed that Donald Trump had directed Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about his dealings with Russia and building a Trump Tower in Moscow, and this was it. And the president had done it during the 2016 election, and he had instructed Cohen to lie to Congress. Man, this was it. And every other news agency, every one of these little pigs at the trough ran out there, CNN and MSNBC, and they all ran out there and gobbled up this nonsense. They didn't do any verification of their own, of course. They just ran out there and went crazy and did their thing. And then in an extremely unusual move late on Friday afternoon, Bob Mueller's team came out and said, it's not accurate. None of this is accurate. And apparently we've learned now that Rudy Giuliani and some people from the Trump camp spoke to the special counsel's office about it all, compared notes, and that very unusual, unprecedented move, Bob Mueller's team came out and said, it's just not accurate. So then you ask yourself, what is this BuzzFeed? The same organization, by the way, that put out the dossier. They were the ones that published it when nobody in Washington would touch it. They'd had it for weeks. And BuzzFeed finally published it to make it to the American people, even though that dossier, now we know, was funded almost entirely by Hillary Clinton and the DNC. Well, it was started by Republicans. No, it wasn't. That's also a debunked myth. But I had to get somebody here who had a better understanding of what BuzzFeed is all about and how they operate. And that is our good friend, Dr. John Lott. He is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. You can find out more at crimeresearch.org. Dr. John Lott is a guy we normally have on the program to talk about guns and gun laws because of all the books that he has written. But he became a target of BuzzFeed and wrote a great column for Fox News. You can go look this up. BuzzFeed and Me by Dr. John Lott. Doctor, welcome back.
Good to talk to you. This is kind of late in the morning for us to be talking.
Well, I understand, you know, but I am in Las Vegas. It's early in the morning
where I'm sitting.
Yeah. But so it is. But, man, I read this article, and this is the most telling article because you did such a wonderful job in explaining how CNN's New Day and Morning Joe and all of these media pigs gobbled up the garbage at the trough without ever checking sources or anything else. And then you shared your story and your experience with BuzzFeed. So jump in wherever you want here, Doctor, and let's get to it.
Sure. Well, it's my experience with a guy named Jonah Peretti, who is the owner, founder, and chief executive officer for BuzzFeed. And it's just not my experience. He did a similar thing to at least one other person that I know, where he would impersonate somebody online, and either for his financial gain, in the case of a competitor, he had an online business venture that was competing against somebody named Jeff Goldblatt. They had an online service called rejectionline.com, where I guess if you wanted to break up with somebody, they would handle breaking up for you. It's a little bit strange business idea, but
okay.
In any case, he would pretend to be Jeff Goldblatt and setting up a website and sending out emails to apparently media and also to, other people confessing, having Goldblatt supposedly confess that he had stolen Peretti's idea.
Okay, and so just so we're clear on this, though, Doctor, Jeff Goldblatt had done nothing more than cross BuzzFeed's Peretti, the founder of BuzzFeed. He had done nothing more than cross him insofar as having a business idea that was similar to his own or one that he wanted to steal from Goldblatt.
Right. But, yeah, I don't know the exact timing of who came up with what at the same time, but Goldblatt was an MBA student at Emory and, you know, had kind of, you know, being an MBA student, thinking of business ideas, had apparently come up with this online business venture and had started running it. And Peretti, rather than just simply competing against Goldblatt, decided that he was going to try to destroy personally his competition. Anyway, I had a similar experience where in my case, though, it wasn't for financial gain for Peretti. In my case, it was more ideological. Peretti apparently is a big, strong gun control advocate.
Anti-gun guy. So he targeted you because he wanted to discredit you and destroy you. And so he took a card from the same deck. He took a play from the same playbook to come after you and pretend he was you. Go on.
Right. Well, he set up a website called AskJohnLott.com, and he also set up an email account, John@AskJohnLott. And apparently he sent out hundreds of thousands of emails, at least. He could never tell me the exact number of emails that he had sent out, to have me lobby against the bill that was before Congress. That would restrict abusive lawsuits that various cities and others were bringing against gun makers. And
hold on here. So this guy, he's so obsessed with you in the fact that you've written books like More Guns, Less Crime, which is a bestseller. It's been published. It's I don't know how many times it's been. Published or which printing it's in, but a world famous book, and so he has such a obsession with you. He creates AskJohnLott.org and then starts emailing the world, pretending to be you to discredit you. That is outrageous.
Right. Well, it wasn't just to discredit me, though. He also tried to do that, but he wanted to use my name to get people who would be like you, for example. To go and call up your congressmen and senators to say that they should oppose this legislation that was trying to restrict abusive lawsuits against gun makers. And so, you know, I got hundreds of angry phone calls.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
And I found out about it originally because a guy named Jim Glassman, who would write for the Washington Post and later under the Bush administration became Under Secretary of State, had the office down the hall from me at the time. And he got one of these emails and he wrote back saying, you know, John, are you playing a joke here? You know, what's the deal? And Peretti, continuing to pretend to be me, wrote back to Jim and said, yeah, you know, I've had this change of heart. I've been looking at this carefully, and while there are
so he really did. He went all in on impersonating you, responding to emails, all in.
Right. No, and they had multiple exchange of emails back and forth where Peretti just continued. I mean, I don't know how much time he had on his hands, but
it's insane
enough, or at least viewed this seriously enough that they, you know, it's just one example.
Hold on right there. I want you to hold that thought because I want to hold you through the break here because this is the most compelling story about BuzzFeed and what they're really like and how they really operate. So hold that thought right there. Dr. John Lott with us. He was targeted by BuzzFeed as they set up a fake website, AskJohnLott.org, impersonated John Lott so they could discredit his views on guns and then say, well, if we want to change this, it's unbelievable. This is the same BuzzFeed trying to take down the president. It's very telling, isn't it? You'll hear this nowhere else. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. MyPureHealthSolutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on to MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and health savings accounts, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it today.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day, fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
Hey, parents. Finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi, son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
Oh, you know, I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean, I'll fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.